proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar.
Yep.
This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Does it seem like the weeks go by fast?
Yeah.
I think the older I get, the faster I think the weeks go by.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's almost like you never get caught up. Like, there's so much stuff that I need to be doing.
I do feel that sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like yesterday, I had some business work to be doing. And then Jody, my female, was hassling me because evidently somebody ran into our mailbox or bumped into it or something, and it was loose in the ground. And, you know, I had to try to tighten that up. Ooh. Right then. You know, I'm not real handy with stuff. And so she said, first thing was, hey, you need to get with Richard and fix our mailbox. Richard's the neighbor that does stuff for me because I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big wig at Lowe's. Like, he's a boss over a bunch of Lowe's type things, not just one store, like a corporate person. But he knows how to do all that stuff. And she said it several times. She said, I'm going to, you know, I got to go to Bible study, and then I'm going to Burkdale, which is a shopping area a couple towns away. And, I mean, I'm serious, because it's about to fall. It's about to fall over out there. I said, well, is Richard home right now? Oh, no. Well, then, which is it? Do you want me to get Richard to help me to fix it, or do you want me to go out there and do something to just make it a little more sturdy right now?
Yeah. Put a Band-Aid on it.
What would you like me to do?
And then she left, and about a minute and a half after she left, she called me. She goes, I just put my mom's birthday card in the mailbox, and it is about to tip over. But it looks like it's just been loosened in the ground. Like, if you got some dirt and packed it in there, some mud and packed it in there, it would fix it. Okay. So I said, okay. And I went on and told her, because I know it would drive her nuts. I said, I will do that right now.
Yeah, so, that's the proper response to that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I went out there, and yeah, if I had dirt to pack in it or whatever. So I went into the garage and found some kind of potting soil. It's all we had.
Yeah.
Unless I dug a hole in the yard somewhere else and filled it in. So she had some potting soil for her her little planter things that hang off the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
So fine, and it's like dust, you know.
Yeah.
But I packed it in there, and it tightened it up enough for when she came home, she moved it and said, well, that seems like it's...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
so I'm sure I'm going to have Richard out there putting concrete on it and everything. But for now. It satisfied her.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for most days. Just get her off my ass.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I got, you know, calls coming in that I'm, you know, having to get back to later.
Yeah.
Because if she would have come home and... nothing had been done with that mailbox, and it was leaning.
Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. What would she have done, Riggins?
She would have, what would she have done? Well, I mean, the criticisms would just be flying left and right.
Yeah.
Would she mistreat you?
Yeah, she would. Yeah. But she would do it I've got to do it myself.
Oh, that's true, myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be out there with the little potting shovel, the little garden shovel, and the potting soil. Well, I fixed it, and I guarantee she would come back and go, I don't know what you were doing. I mean, it didn't take me long, but I fixed it.
You're up here watching crime all day.
Yeah. Watching murder.
She'd be talking about it for weeks.
Like, no, I've been on work calls and Zoom calls, and
I bet.
I could just see you on the call with, like, our business manager packing dirt, like.
No, he was the one. He said, are you ready for our call? And I had to tell him no. I said, give me about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I told him I was finishing up doing that.
I got a loose box to handle.
Yeah.
And I guarantee, even after the house is sold, my parents like to drive by our old house all the time because they're retired. I guarantee you, every time you drive by this old house, she's going to be like, well, mailbox is still there. It hadn't moved a bit. I mean, she will carry that around for years. Uh-huh.
If she would have been the one to do it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank God for me.
Thank God for me.
What would we have done?
Mm-hmm.
My parents will do that. They'll drive back. A house we haven't lived in 35 years.
Yeah.
And they'll call us up and just to give us all the updates on what they're doing to the house. I'm like, I don't think about that house. Yeah. It was my childhood home, but until I was 6 or something.
And
but
it's always negative too. Like, can you believe
they planted that?
They painted the roof. I'm like, all right. I mean, God bless them. I don't know. Yeah. Is it stupid? I don't know.
It's funny.
Oh, they tore down the crepe myrtle. They tore down the crepe myrtle. Okay. Oh my God. Like, what kind of response am I supposed to give you on this?
Yeah, I think everybody does that though.
Yeah.
You know, really? Once they get a certain age, they want to go by and see how the new people effed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because, it's crazy.
Especially if they lived in the house a long time, then they feel like that's part of them still. And for somebody to come in and do major changes to it, then it's an insult.
Yeah.
The way we had it wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally get it. Yeah. This house we're raising our kids in, I will be so sad when we move.
Yeah. Did y'all build the house or is it already built?
No, it was our. See, I act like I built it with my bare hands. Like, I'm like, don't go. But it's the same thing like with showings when you're trying to sell it. People have like, not insults about it, but things they don't like.
Right.
I get super offended. Like, I built it with my bare hands. Like, calm down.
Yeah, because the things that they don't like or that they say are keeping them from buying the house or whatever are things that you think are great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not good enough for you.
It's a rejection.
Yeah, truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
Yep.
But, I mean, once it's sold, I don't care.
You're just done.
Right. We sold our last house. The people could have come in there and, painted graffiti all over the side of it. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, big penises.
Not my business.
It's true.
They could have, painted some big hairy balls on the garage door. I'd say, good for them.
Can you imagine Jody seeing that? And guess what they painted on the side? Yeah.
Just balls. So many balls. All over it. They call it the ball house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's making fun. They're juggling balls.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Mm-mm. And, but I think that trying to get your kids to care about it is even harder than trying to get your spouse to care about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boys, can you believe that they did this?
Yeah.
Rather than if Jody were to tell me something about our old house, I'd be like, I wonder why they did that.
My parents had our second home painted and it was in our dining room. And it was like a big upgrade from the first house I grew up into this next house. It had a pool or we put in a pool big. It was just, we thought it was a mansion. It wasn't. But they had it painted, and years ago they kept this painting, and they offered it. Do you guys want your childhood home?
Oh,
and everyone was like, no. One brother was like, I'll take it, and you can guess who that was.
Kevin.
Yeah, of course, he's just a goober. He'll take anything. But I think their feelings were kind of hurt. I was like, well, no offense, I don't need a watercolor painting that's 4 feet wide. I mean, what am I going to do with that? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it'd be different if you had a sister, because I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of feminine to want that. I'm like, where are you going to put that? Where's your wife want that? Have you asked her? Like, does she want your childhood home in her living room?
Your first makeout sesh with
the... I mean, honestly, it's weird.
We bought a house one time, and the lady didn't want to sell it. She was all, I mean, this is my house. She was and kind of weird about it they were getting a divorce, and they were splitting everything up, so she was having to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to. And we would run into her in various places, and she would tell us, I see that you did this and this, whatever. Or like she was still friends with maybe one of the neighbors that had been in the house, and she would ask them what we had changed. Like the neighbor would tell. I ran into her, and she said, what all have they changed in my house?
Oh, don't God. Be spying. Don't be keeping tabs on me.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
It is weird.
Yeah, and because I remember they were doing a for sale by owner. and Jody and I were looking, you know, we were upgrading. And we could, you know, we've been using the people who listed with real estate agents and all of that. And I was just driving around one day and I went into the neighborhood and I was just looking, you know, at the different houses, and they had a for sale by owner sign in it. And, I called Jody and I said, "Hey, I think I may have just found our new house. I love it." You know, so I went, ran and got her and took her to ride by it. And then we got our agent to set it up for us to, or actually, no, I called the number that they had on the for sale sign and asked if we could come look at it. And all. So we get over there and we're about halfway up the stairs to go look at the upstairs part. And the lady stops and looks back at us and goes, "Well, before we go any further, can you afford this house?"
Ooh. Wow. She's like, just
I'm not going to waste my time if you can't afford this house.
Whoa. That's hello.
Kind of ballsy.
Yeah.
But ooh, also, I see her point, because now a lot of people just want to, it's the thing to
looky loos.
Yes. Yeah. Like our neighbors have all seen the inside of our house, because not from us before we moved in. Because for the showings, they just wanted to go in and see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of.
One woman said, she goes, "Before I go to any play date, no matter what party, Bible study, I'm looking up their house on Zillow. So I can see the how much they she wants to know how much they paid for, how much did they sell it for, how long have they been there?" I mean, that is a next level nosiness that I just can't grasp.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But, you know, I just said, "Well, I guess," I said, "yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, we can afford it." And then Jody's sitting there like,
she did not like that.
I said, "What do we really look like? I mean, seriously, we look like we can't afford it." Right. Why you're asking, because of the way we look.
It's kind of rude.
Is it something?
Well, because you don't know when someone's asking, like, "What are you judging?"
Yeah.
"Just got done with my workout. You judging?"
But because I'm pretty sure that I looked like I couldn't afford anything. You know, it probably looked like I was on some stage of parole.
She might have had a point.
The time. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't blame her. You know.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.